Well, good morning. Good morning. It's good to see everybody. We're so glad that you're here today, and we want to welcome you on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost, and we're glad that you've come out. I know we have quite a few that are missing today that are out at the fair. I was out there yesterday watching some of our kids, and some of the first ones that were I saw showing in the goat show had done very well, and I will be out there on Monday and Tuesday and part of Wednesday, but we are glad to see all of you today. We're glad that we can gather together and worship the Lord, and we're going to continue on today in our Ephesians lectionary readings, and the next one here, we're going to be asking the question, what helps us seize the day? And I'll be talking a little bit more about that. So as we begin our worship, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the
Let's join together there for our call to worship. As we gather in this sacred moment for a sacred purpose,
may we make the most of our time together.
As we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs,
may we worship the Lord together.
As we respond to the melody in our hearts, come, let us worship the Lord.
May
Well, let's join together there. We're going to sing our first hymn there, hymn number 454, He Leadeth Me, O Blessed Thought, and we're going to be singing 1, 2, and 3 this morning.
He leadeth me, O blessed thought, O words with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. Lord, I would clasp Thy hand in mine, nor ever murmur nor repine. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leads. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me. And when my task on earth is done, when by Thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. He leadeth me, He leadeth me, by His own hand He leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by His hand He leadeth me.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer. Lord of all joy, as You build us up and challenge us today, help us to hear Your words of encouragement and to receive Your life-giving presence, that we might more faithfully serve You and others. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to turn to our next hymn there, hymn number 493, Softly and Tenderly, and we're going to be doing the first and third verse there this morning.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Patient and loving, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love He has promised, promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, He has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. calling, calling, O sinner, come home.
How many of you remember that old hymn? I think that's an old as, I can't even think of her name now. Joanne Kirk would say, she'd say, that was an old Baptist hymn is what she'd say. She'd call that one. Well, as we go to our time of prayer this morning, maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer today. Someone this morning. Unspoken, okay. You know God knows that one. And I thought, yeah.
Jake Pete's cousin, Shelly, who's my age, had a massive stroke 2 weeks ago. And she got out of intensive care at John Hopkins on Thursday. And we need prayers for her vision, her swallowing, and her mobility.
Okay, so we want to lift up Shelly this morning, and who had a massive stroke and is back home out of the hospital but having problems with vision and mobility, and definitely want to keep her in our prayers this morning. Someone else. What's the last name?
Freeman.
Thank you. Okay.
Justin Klein, he has a retina, and he could lose his vision if they aren't able to get the bleeding stopped.
Oh, wow. Yes, that was a very sad situation.
And Judy and Richard Walker.
Yes, and I will hold off there because I'll say more about that in a minute. Yes.
I've been asked to pray for a boy that was a drug addict since he was 14. He's 35. Right now, he's out of rehab and has a job. Just praying that he can, for once in his whole life, not go back. And then Ellie got the shot in her back and the pain is gone. But her daughter got COVID, so we're praying she don't get it.
Yes. And also, we probably want to pray for some strength for Ellie because, what, I don't know how many days she's been in a wheelchair because of everything, but yes. Help me, I cannot remember her daughter's first name.
Julie.
Thank you. Yeah. Ah, wonderful. Thank God for that. I didn't even know what that exactly was that we were praying about for that. So thank God for that. Yes. So, okay. Yes. So there's several there. The Freeman family with the loss of the loved one, Justin with this retina bleeding and having issues that could be serious regarding his vision. The St. Henry three brothers, all in their 30s, that lost their lives. The young man that's been battling drugs for most of his life. Ellie, continuing to praying for strength. Thank God. I had talked with her and prayed with her the day before she was going in for the shot. So thank God that worked. She said the previous year ago it worked for her. So we thank God for that, but we want to continue praying for strength for her. And then for Julie, her daughter, who's battling COVID. Okay? And any others?
On Monday, Dad fell in the bathroom getting ready for dialysis, and he cracked a small bone in his back.
So we want to pray for Mike this morning. Someone else, yes.
Linda and I have a high school friend, Jeanette Young, and she's battling, I believe, her third bout of cancer, and she has hospice and is in pain. So
we want to remember Jeanette this morning, who's battling cancer. Yeah. And someone else. Yeah. Okay. Another unspoken one. Any others this morning? Any other prayer needs? I appreciate especially the prayer chain that was praying for me last Sunday. I just felt like I was starting to feel a little bit better, and I ate something for lunch last Sunday, and I was down for 3 days. I don't know if I had a case of food poisoning or what, but so I appreciate, and everybody may not know that, but I know it went out on the prayer chain asking for prayer for me. Jody goes, "What can I do?" And I said, "Text Rhea and have him pray." Yes, so... So I am feeling much better after that. So thank you for that, and thank God. So we need to keep Judy in our prayers. I got a call from out at the fair yesterday. Richard called me. Judy, I think it was on Friday. I'm not sure, Thursday or Friday, but that she had a small stroke. When they did a CAT scan, they couldn't find it. Thankfully, she was at her doctor's office when it started to happen, and they immediately told her to go to the emergency room. She started to feel better after they gave her blood thinner, but then an hour or two later, she started slurring and couldn't talk, so they sent her to Miami Valley. Richard, the last time I talked to Richard was yesterday afternoon. He said she is doing much better, talking, doing the normal when they go through the routine about your hands and feet and all the different things. But she was going down for an MRI, which could show maybe more of if there was anything going on there. Also for Richard, he had shared something with Jody and I don't know, a week or 10 days ago, we saw him at Lowe's. But when I talked to him here more recent, he said it's getting worse. And they believe it's a side effect of him having COVID. He is getting numbness in his hands, started in his fingers, and it's moving up his arms. And his family doctor thinks it's a form of neuropathy, but he's going to be going... I don't think he's seeing the neurologist yet, but he needs our prayers. And so we definitely need to, and he's been having some other issues with his hips and knees and legs too, but, and I don't know all that's the after effects or not. We want to continue praying for Betty, and she definitely needs our prayer. They're concerned. And I think we'll know more here soon, but they're concerned about the cancer coming back or other places. Tom was sharing a little bit with me last Sunday, and she definitely needs our prayers. Also for Jody's dad, who's been in the hospital the last 3 days, they found blood clot in his lung. And they got him there, and then after he was there, they found that he had one in his leg, too. So he's been on a blood thinner drip in an IV for the last 3 days, but he may get to come home today. He's been feeling much better. Yesterday when Jody said took her mom up there to see him, he was walking in the hallways doing much better, so he may get to come home, but we definitely appreciate your prayers for him. This Terry Meyer, there's been a change. One of the fifth grade teachers at Miami East, Liz Kerr, her daughter, who is older, or sorry, I keep saying daughter, her sister, who is older, her older sister, is Jody's age, in her mid to late 40s. And she has been battling COVID for a month, and she passed away yesterday or the day before. It was yesterday, I think we heard, yes. And so that's kind of changing, so we want to pray for the Meyer family now with the loss of that loved one. And any others then? I think I've got us all up to date. Bonnie, I got to talk to Bonnie out at the fair yesterday. She was rolling around in a little cart that she could power herself. And I said, you know, you can drive that right into church, can't you? And she's like, no, like that. But anyways, she's doing very well. The surgeon was very pleased with the way she's healing up. And let me just tell you this one, because I don't know if Dana will remember to share it or not, but he was telling me this out at the fair yesterday. He said that when they went in and while they were doing the surgery, they decided to do another scan of her while they were doing the surgery, and they found another little spot, which they were then, because of that, which was on the opposite side they were working, they were able to get out while they were in there. And I looked at Dana and I said, you know, it's funny because I prayed that they would get everything out that needed to come out. And so we're thankful. The surgeon's very pleased with the way she's healing up. I think they said they'll wait till she heals up real well before they decide if they're gonna need to do any kind of treatment or whatever. She seemed in very good spirits. Thank God for that. And I know they appreciate so much your prayers, but we can continue to do that. Any others then before we pray? We got lots of them here this morning. Okay, so as she plays this morning, if some of those names jump out at you, please lift them up to the Lord, and then I'll close us out then. Lord, as we pause this morning, we are just thankful today. We're thankful for your goodness in our lives, for your grace, for your mercy, for your love. You can't do anything else but love us, because you are love. And we're so grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, there's been a lot of people that have been mentioned today. Some are individuals, some are families, people that are suffering and hurting and battling various things and facing the battles of life right now. And they need your touch. They need your strength. They need faith today and trust today. Some of them may even need Jesus. And Lord, we just lift up those that have been mentioned and names that have been spoken and needs that have been lifted up today. And so we're going to lift them up, Lord, today in this place. We lift up Julie today. We lift up Ellie today. We lift up Justin today. We lift up Shelley today. We lift up Judy today. We lift up Richard today. We lift up Mike, Lord. We lift up Jeanette, Lord, for Bonnie today, for Betty, Lord, for Bruce, Lord. We just lift up each of these today that has been mentioned, each of these that are battling some type of illness, affliction, something in their body today. And Lord, we just ask that, Lord, your hand would be upon them today, that you will bring healing, that you will bring strength, that you will bring faith, that you will bring courage, that you will banish fear, Lord, in the midst of all of this that they're facing right now. And we just ask for each one of them and ask for your healing touch. And we pray that as the doctors and nurses and the medications and the treatments and everything, that you will work with them to bring healing, Lord, as we lift them up today. And Lord, we lift up this young man that's been battling drug addiction for decades, God. We just pray that as he's come out of rehab and is clean right now, Lord, if he doesn't know you, that you would make yourself real to him, bring someone his way, that you will help him to stay strong and give him strength and courage and give him a purpose and something in life other than that, God, to help him through this. We think of the brothers and all that, those families from St. Henry with the loss of those loved ones, the Freeman family today, Lord, the Meyer family today, God, that have lost these loved ones. We pray for your peace today. We pray for your grace. We pray for strength today, and that you will be with them all in the weeks and months to come, Lord. We lift up all of our families and the kids that are out at the fair this week. Thank you, Lord, the blessing of some of them that did so well just yesterday, and I'm sure in the coming week here. And just watch over all of them and keep them safe during this time as they've been working hard all year, and bless them. And thank you for that. Lord, we're thinking about those that are some that are facing the COVID and what it's doing to their body right now, God. And we just continue to pray for healing and grace in the midst of this for our first responders, our medical personnel, the doctors and staff, and all of those that are working so hard. We continue to lift up our shut-ins, Lord, praying for your grace and touch for them today. And Lord, for each one that's here today that has come out, Lord, they've come out, and not only have they wanted to give to you through their singing and their prayers and their worship, but Lord, I think they're also opening up themselves to receive from you encouragement and grace and whatever else they might need. And I'm thinking about those three here unspoken needs that were mentioned, Lord, this morning. And maybe others that couldn't share something today. God, you know each one of those, and I pray that you'll minister and meet the need there and anyone else today, God. Bless the rest of our time as we break the bread of your word, and may you speak to us and encourage us and give us the strength that we need to keep on going on and to do those things that you've called us to do in the time that you've given us here in life. And we're so thankful for all of that and so grateful for all of that. As we ask all of these things now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. And once again, as I've shared so often, thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving. And if you happen to look out the back, they are starting to prepare the stuff to be able to pour the concrete out there, so we'll be able to skate without dropping 3 foot. But anyways, so thank you. And as our ushers come today, God bless you as you give. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication for just a second. God of grace transforms our gifts into works of ministry so that your kingdom may grow on earth. Amen. Thank you. Well, you may be seated this morning. I think adults get more distracted than kids do. Thank you. I appreciate that, though. I didn't even realize that fell. It's probably when I lifted up my Bible, it usually stays there to help out. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to be reading verses 15 through 21, and hopefully with the bright sun coming in there this morning, you'll be able to see the PowerPoint okay. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. So be careful to live your life wisely, not foolishly. Take advantage of every opportunity, because these are evil times. Because of this, don't be ignorant, but understand the Lord's will. Don't get drunk on wine, which produces depravity. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, in the following ways. Speak to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music to the Lord in your hearts. Always give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And submit to each other out of respect for Christ. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. I've shared this one before, but I'm going to share it again. I'm starting to put dates on my jokes now, so I know when I've shared them last. Kind of give a little space in between. But I always thought this one was kind of funny. Three buddies who die in a car crash go to heaven. They are all asked, when you are in your casket and friends and family are standing over you, what would you like to hear them say? Well, the first guy said, I would like to hear them say that that I was a great doctor of my time and a great family man. The second guy said, I would like to hear that I was a wonderful husband and a great school teacher, which made a huge difference in kids' lives. The third guy replied, I would like to hear them say, look, he's moving. I know some of you have heard that one before. I think somebody, it might have been Smoke that shared that one with me before. I don't know. I want to talk to you this morning about seize the day. Seize the day. If anybody ever saw that Robin Williams movie, Dead Poets Society, they used a famous line in there, a Latin expression called carpe diem. And I'll say more about that movie at the end of my message. But carpe diem is a Latin expression that means seize the day. And it conveys the idea of making the most of our lives with the time that we have. Now, no doubt we live in amazing times right now. We're surrounded by information and technology that no other time or people in human history has ever had. Literally, at our fingertips, we get information within seconds. You know, I remember when a lot of times we didn't even, when I was growing up, and I know some of you know that, we never even heard of some of the things that happened in other parts of the world ever for decades until later on. Now we can understand that and hear about that in seconds. Now, when we think about that, that information can be either good or bad. Some use it wisely for the betterment of the world and to try to make our world better. But as we all know, some use that information to either divide or destroy for personal gain or power. And in our reading today, Paul reminds the church at Ephesus that in spite of all the great things that the Ephesians had as a very powerful city in the Roman Empire, he says, don't forget to walk as children of light. Meaning, make the most of your lives. Seize the opportunities. Seize the day while you have it. And Paul reminds them of several things. In fact, he's been reminding them of all those things throughout our reading through Ephesians. And he does again this morning in our reading. But I want to focus on two of them that I think or I hope will help us make the most of what we have. It doesn't matter if you're in your 30s or your 80s, we still are called to make the most of the time that we have in life and make a difference. And let me just say this as kind of an offshoot thing. I have to say, my dad, I God bless him, he even in his 90s, he always still tried to be a blessing to people that he was around, whether it was family or just folks that he sat with in that last year and a half of his life in Landing's assisted living place, and continue to try to do that. And I know that many of you are doing the same thing. And that's the thing I want you to see. I think the Ephesians were already doing this, but Paul keeps reminding them about these things. And I think the same is true for us. So you'll notice as I talk about these two points, you see that, especially if you have the sermon outline, you keep seeing that word there, keep. Keep on doing these things. So let's look at the first one there. Keep living wisely. Keep living wisely. What are we talking about here? Well, I think we're being invited to live each day with wisdom and insight. Now, let me just say something about those two words, because I think they're significant to understand. God gives us wisdom. And what I mean by wisdom, and I'm going to draw on the old Hebrew idea there of what that means. Because if you go back to Proverbs, it comes out very clearly there. It really, wisdom is the skill to live out what we know. You can know all the facts about business. Well, I'll pick on Barney for a minute. So Barney knows all this knowledge, and I've seen him, so I've been out of his place and seen him. He knows all the intricates of the motors and everything about his pulling tractors. And he can work on them and spend money on them and know all that knowledge and do it. And if he just leaves it sitting in his barn, what is it going to show? But when he gets out there, and he drives that tractor, and he knows that motor, and he knows the weight on it and everything else, what is he doing in that moment? He's using wisdom regarding the knowledge he has about that tractor and what it can pull. Now, that I don't know why I picked you out, Barney, but I was, and that's true. You can know how to build a house, but guess what you got to do? You got to get in there and build it, don't you? Or have somebody. So that's what we're talking about. God gives us wisdom, the skill to live out what we know. And we're talking about our Christian lives here. You know, God's given us the word and teachers and preachers and all of these things and books we can read. And that's what wisdom is. And James says, if you're lacking wisdom, ask God. Ask God to give you that wisdom so you know how to live out and practice it. That's the wisdom part. And then there's the insight part. This is the ability to discern a situation. Every situation is different. Every situation calls for us to respond in different and unique ways. And insight is the ability to know what to do in that situation. So you have know what to do along with the skill to be able to do it, and then you do it. That's what we're talking about. Now think about that. So that we can face the challenges of life and every day at work, in retirement, with our families, whatever it may be. And if we think about that, that's what it's all about. Why? Because that's the way we are invited to make the most of our opportunities. Paul literally says here, he says it this way, redeem the kairos. That's what he says. Now that wasn't in our reading because they translate a little bit different. Redeem the kairos. That's what he's telling us to do. What does that mean? Well, let me say this. The ancient Greeks perceived time in two ways. There's chronos, which we're familiar with, chronological time. So we would look at our clock. Today at 11, I'm going to be leaving here and going to the fair. Or at noon, I'm going to go eat with so-and-so. That's chronological time. But they also used another word and how they perceived time, kairos. Kairos were significant and opportune moments in life. Paul says that God sent his son at the Kairos time, at the opportune moment in history. And we have, God does things in our lives according to Kairos. That's why we get frustrated. God, I've been praying about this for 10 years and I haven't seen anything happen yet. Because we think with Chronos, but God does things at opportune moments, significant moments. And the idea here that I think he's trying to get across is the idea of snapping up every opportunity we are given. Or ladies, or some guys too, taking advantage of the bargains we find while we're shopping. There it is, right there. I probably won't find it for that price again. I better get it now. I'm kind of bad about that with books. And that's what we're talking about. And this is all a part of living wisely. So we're invited to do this because God gives us wisdom and insight so we can make the most. And when opportunities and moments come around and we feel that nudging and we're like, yes, I'm going to do that. And that's God. So keep living wisely like that, Paul is saying. Second thing is keep living in the Spirit. Now, Paul says that we can walk in the Spirit or we can just walk in the flesh. It means we can just kind of do whatever we want and doesn't really matter. But he says when we live in the Spirit, then God's power is not only equipping us to do the things, but empowering us to do those things. In fact, in our reading today, it says, basically, keep being filled with the Spirit. Don't go out and drink so much wine that you can't do anything properly. Instead, be filled with the Spirit so that God can empower and equip you to live in those opportune moments. And then notice how Paul connects this up with where we live in our spiritual lives. He says it like this. Well, let me say it this way. And I'm going to ask some questions because I think these are significant. What does it look like to live as a person who's filled with the Spirit? And how do we make ourselves available to live in the Spirit? Those are the two questions. And here's how Paul kind of ties this up, as I was just saying, with our own practical lives. When we gather for worship. So people that have been filled with the Spirit, Paul says, they want to worship. They don't want to sit at home and call themselves Christians, which I think is an oxymoron in New Testament thinking. If Paul was here today and he saw all these people seeing they were followers of Christ, and they were hiding in homes and never coming out and being a part of a body of Christ, he would question that. I'd almost guarantee you that. Why? Why is it? What happens? When we gather for worship, things happen. Something happens when we gather. Notice what Paul says there. And if you think about it, you can think of it in like two ways. Worship speaks to us, and worship speaks to God. What does he say there? Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, right there, you might think, wait a minute, I thought psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs were for speaking to God, singing and worshiping. Well, they are. But also, Paul says we can speak those to it. So, let me ask you a question. We can sing, we worship and adore you, bowing down before you. Songs of praise is singing, hallelujah's ringing. Who are we speaking to there? We're speaking to God. We're singing to God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Who are we speaking to there? I think each other. Because we're reminding each other what God's grace has done in our lives. And both edify and build up. We're either building up and lifting up God, or we're edifying and encouraging, building up one another. And that's what he says. And he says, when that happens, when we gather and worship, he says, my spirit comes in and fills you afresh and equips you and empowers you and helps you to keep on going. And that's what I think's going on here. So he talks about singing and making music. And then he says, and then the whole process, we're giving thanks to God. This is how we open ourselves up to allow God's Spirit to fill us and work in our lives. And then he talks about another way. And that is when we serve others. Now in our reading today, it says submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. That word submit there is means to serve, like servants and slaves in the Roman Empire. Remember a few weeks ago when we were reading through Ephesians, I think it was the beginning of chapter 4, don't quote me on that, I might be wrong, it could be 3, whichever it was, and he says, Paul, a slave of Jesus Christ. He's letting us know that when we serve others and do what God has for our lives, we are serving the Lord. And that's the idea there. When we prefer others and serve, we're not only honoring Christ, but we are making ourselves available. Because if I feel like God wants me to sing in the choir, or God wants me to help work with the kids downstairs, or when BBS comes along, or when pot pie supper comes along, or caramel making comes along, or to mow the lawn, or whatever else, work in the flower beds, or paint something, and we could go on and on, or lead or be on the committees and serve and all that. When we do that, we are serving others and serving the Lord. And in the process, God equips us and fills us to do that, those positions. That's how people can continue on. My last church I pastored, a little old lady, God bless her, cancer got her in the end. She was taught the little missionette girls on Wednesday night for like 40-some years. 40-some years. And that's what we're talking about here. Because when God calls, God equips and empowers. Okay. So it's about making the most of our lives. So let me go back to the Dead Poets Society movie for a second. Robin Williams portrays John Keating, an English teacher who came back to his alma mater, this prep school, Welton Academy. Now, if you saw the movie, you know how unconventional he was in his teaching methods. But he had strong effects on the boys, because it was a boys' school. That he worked with. And in one of the scenes in the movie, probably the most moving scene of all, he gathers all his students in his one class. It was an English lit class or poetry class. Brings them all into this hallway area, and there's pictures all over the wall of the former graduating classes of the boys. And he says, look at all these. Look at all these boys. They had great ideas. They wanted to go out and change the world just like you do. They were young and enthusiastic and had all kinds of passion. And then he said, but all of them are dead now. And he said, move in closer. He tells them to move in closer to the pictures. And he says, can you hear? They're speaking to you. And then Mr. Keating, Robin Williams, goes, carpe diem, seize the day while you have it. And you can just see the looks on the boys' faces as they're listening. That's for us today. You may say, I'm 80 and I can't get around very well anymore. Can you hear the Spirit saying it this morning? Carpe diem. Seize the day. Make the most of the time that we have left. Because none of us know how much time we have left. And we want to make a difference. And we want to be able to be a blessing and make the most. And Paul reminds us to make the most every day as we continue to live wisely and live in the power of the Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a couple minutes, do a few fist bumps and elbow things and whatever you want to do this morning, and then we'll sing our little chorus that as we close out. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I might just say, yeah. Remember this one for Sunday school, VBS, Into My Heart. We'll sing it through twice there. It's on 489 if you're going to use your hymn book. I remember singing it in Sunday school class when I was a kid. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. One more time. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Well, let's join together for our benediction. Go forth to live lives worthy of Christ's call.
Join us, Lord. You are strengthened to share our
grace. May God's Spirit fill us so we may walk in wisdom and serve others in the light of Christ's love. Amen.